Health insurance companies in Rhode Island stand to lose nearly $18 million in federal subsidies under President Trump's new executive order. The subsidies were created by the Affordable Care Act. They reimburse insurers for offering discounts on copayments and deductibles for low-income customers. Those discounts help nearly 17,000 Rhode Islanders who buy coverage through the state exchange, known as HealthSource Rhode Island. Peter Marino is president and CEO of the insurance company Neighborhood Health Plan of Rhode Island. He says ending the subsidies will drive up the price of coverage for other customers on the state exchange.
It's really raising the price of health care. And despite all the political rancor that the president has said about trying to make health care more affordable, this actually does the opposite. It makes it harder for working folks to afford health care.
That's because insurance companies will still have to offer discounts to low-income residents, only now they'll have to make up the cost by charging higher premiums to everyone else instead of recouping the money from the federal government. Marino says Neighborhood expects to seek premium hikes around 13% next year. Zach Sherman runs the healthcare exchange HealthSource Rhode Island. He says higher premiums will make it harder for many residents to keep their coverage.
It will have the impact of, starting in 2018, health insurance premiums going up significantly and resulting in us going backwards on the great progress we've made over the last several years to achieve near universal coverage.
Currently, about 96% of Rhode Island residents have health insurance, one of the highest insured rates in the country. But Sherman says the Trump administration's decision couldn't come at a worse time. The next enrollment period for state health exchanges begins in about 2 weeks.
I think that they tactically did this to be as disruptive for our customers as possible going into open enrollment.
Several states, including Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Connecticut, are contesting the end of low-income subsidies in a multi-state lawsuit. The Trump administration says the subsidies were never legal because Congress didn't approve them. Lynn Arditti, Rhode Island Public Radio.